What I saw, whatever day it was, and what I know to be true, where I realised that there is no outside world, and that the outside world that we think we know is only a thought.
It's actually in our heads.
Yeah, which the head on the body that isn't.
And what actually is, what the world is actually self, us, me.
Yeah. So since that, which is a few days now, isn't it? I've only had one wobble, you know, one where I believed that I couldn't see it. I've had moments where I've had it seemingly had to think, yes, that isn't how it is, and kind of remind myself,
yeah,
kind of like that. But there's been, in many areas, there's been the same question coming up. So, the world out there is only a thought in this body, in the mind of this body. Then, there's been times when, I can't get the question. It's about doing stuff and thinking stuff and questioning, but then knowing that's just in the body and that none of it's real, but it feels very real.
The body in and of itself isn't doing anything, not doing any inquiry, any at all. It's all happening, it's the self trying to understand itself.
Yeah.
When through a body it comes to realise that what I thought was out there and imagining that what I see out there is separate to me is not actually so, that there's no division between one body and another.
Yeah.
In actuality. Then the self realises that it is everywhere. I realise that I'm everywhere because what I imagine to be out there, separate to me, collectively, no, that's known as the world, isn't it? Everything other than me, I call it the world.
Yeah.
When I realise that that's not so, that all this is me, there's no separate division. No division is possible within me. When I've inquired deep enough and that's become so established, that I realised what I did call the world was really labels. Like I'd look at something and I'd say cat, I'd look at something else, I'd say table, I'd look at something else, I'd say planet, I'd look at something else, I'd say Maggie. That all that was really just in my thoughts only. Then there's a stopping of projecting of all those names and labels onto what is actually out there, which is you.
Yeah.
Right. So all of that clear seeing has never been going on in the body. It's a self recognizing itself.
Yeah.
Right. The only thing the body does is to give you the ability to have a different perspective for a while, which is to view through senses and to view yourself, the self, from a relative point in time and space, mm-hmm. as in that particular body there.
Mm.
But upon realisation that there's no division, then it comes, you, the self, comes to see, I've never been just looking through this one particular point in time and space.
Yeah.
Do you need more?
I don't know.
There's a sense of, okay, but what am I... It seems like I'm thinking, it seems like I'm... moving, it seems like I'm doing, and that the body has been instrumental in this self-realization, but actually it's all been happening on the level of the formlessness. The body is just an appearance anyway, it's not a solid thing. So it's always been you, the formless self, recognizing itself.
Mm.
Even now, looking through these eyes, I look at that body over there and I say, in one particular view of the world, it's very normal to say, you're different to me, you're separate than me, you're sat over there and I'm sat over here. But if I know that that's not true, through my inquiry having gone deep enough and experienced it enough times,
mm-hmm.
then even what the senses are telling me, in fact, that's not strictly true. Even what my brain is telling me about what my senses
yeah.
are perceiving is not so.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So even with the relative position of time and space of this body, seemingly looking at the rest of the world, in inverted commas, including you and the sofa yeah. and the room and the house and the planet, that's known not to be so.
Yeah, yeah, I've since I really saw that, I've had many moments of that mm-hmm. where you've answered the question, because well, that seems very real. And then I can just take it back and know that that's just through the senses.
Mm-hmm.
And that, and like you said, that's just the brain telling me that's what that sense is feeling.
So if you can recognise now that it wasn't your brain that chose which way to see the world from. All your brain can do, all your mind can do, is put labels,
yeah.
names upon what comes in through the senses.
Yeah.
Cat, dog, husband, wife, planet, earth, white, black, rich, poor, high, low, ad infinitum, right?
Mm.
But the decision to, or the preference to only perceive as it really is, even though it seems to be that there's a division, an imaginary yeah. division somewhere in this room between me and you that makes us separate beings.
Yeah.
The realisation that isn't so has never come from your brain, because it's not a thought.
No. Yeah.
It's not come from your senses either, because they're still clearly perceiving the yeah. same body sat in front of it talking, and that one over there is listening.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed there, has
no.
it? So it's yeah. always been the self yeah. perceiving itself yeah. and clearly coming to see. Well, if I look from that way, it looks one way. It looks like I'm living in a world populated with all these other beings.
Yeah.
When I look from this way, all I see is myself, but in all these infinite different shapes. Mm. And when you clearly understand that, as that takes root, then there's no either onus no. about which way to perceive anymore.
No, there's a moment where, I wish I could think of an example, where there seems to be a something
mm-hmm.
and then there's a little trying thought process of taking it back, but there's a knowing that none of that is actually going on, that is just thought,
yeah,
and so total seeing of it.
So there's a dispassion developing as you put some reality mm. in what is in thoughts
yeah.
out there,
mm.
there'll be more and more dispassion yeah. for that. You'll yeah. realise it more as you're doing it.
Mm.
And then simultaneously there'll be this deeper seeing that'll happen. None of it's actually here.
Yeah.
There's only me.
Mm.
It's like if you have a conversation with somebody who really does still believe that the world out there is real and hasn't quite seen that they're projecting this virtual reality of thought and labels and names over what is just whole and undivided,
mm.
you can still understand why it would seem that that's extremely mm. real, because you remember it yourself. You remember for a long time I was fooled.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
gosh knows how many bodies have come and gone
yeah.
before this has been clearly seen.
And you still, you know, depending on who it is and if they're not aware at all, you just react accordingly, don't you?
Yeah, it's totally spontaneous.
Yeah.
Because that is you, that person mm. that doesn't understand yet is you.
Mm.
So you would do the most compassionate thing.
Mm.
And that spontaneously emerges in your speech.
Mm.
It's a certain level of maturity to even want to question, is the world I think I see of all these different objects actually there?
Mm.
I mean, that's total insanity, isn't it, to the normal level of consciousness? Mm. Of course it is. I can see it. I'm touching it, I'm tasting it, I'm yeah. smelling it.
Yeah. And that's what, there's, like I said, there's little things keep seeming very real. I think, well, hang on a minute. And, you know, you just have to have that moment of...
It helps if you still have some things that you still tend to think of as real, certain areas of your life where you really fully haven't seen as nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you relate to others.
Yeah.
Because you see, it's human nature. As long as I've got senses functioning, it's human nature to want to perceive difference in shape as actually being something different to me. You're a different shape, you're a different colour, you're a different size, therefore you must be different to me.
I mean, there's some things that come up where I feel I'd like to see it clearer because it's been shown that's still a belief.
Yeah.
And that feels, I suppose, that there's something to be looked at. But there's certain areas where I just totally accept that person will still seem as that person in the relationship to me, and that is just not going to change.
No, the appropriate words for your children or your spouse or your boss or any of it will come out as appropriate, won't they?
Yeah.
Because and that's always been not going to change.
No.
You've never been a separate being.
No.
In fact, you can be clearer in your words.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's no confusion in between your ears anymore. You know, you're not operating from a false pretense that I am here and everyone else is separate to me.
Mm.
You know, that's... And you'll have these moments where it represents itself to you. It's presented itself once.
Yeah.
You've shown yourself once clearly.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Mm.
And I do mean the absolute. But then it will come back again with even deeper.
Yeah.
I've had none of this has ever actually been how I thought it was.
I've had moments of just overwhelming seeing and sometimes very fleeting as well. It's like, whoa, you know. But nothing changes. But everything's different. Yeah, that's insanity in itself, isn't it?
Nothing changes because the mind still functions as it does.
Yeah.
The labels still might be going on within your head, you know. Eventually they won't be going on at all.
Mm.
Because if they keep presenting themselves cat, but you know that it's not really a cat, then eventually, out of disuse, that function will begin to fall away. You can still access it when you need to.
Yeah.
To have a conversation with someone. But you prefer to be completely undivided.
Yeah.
Not even to choose which way am I going to look at my world or the world. You know?
Yeah. There's still a little bit of that going on. it feels like there's a little bit of doing. But even that, you know, it's...
There's a deepening. What you saw, it was that you've been completely making it all up.
Hmm.
Everything you ever thought was out there or in here was not so. So of course that's going to take a little time. And as it re-presents itself to you, be even greater clarity and depth. And with that just comes slowing down of the mind. Because there's nothing out there or in here to think about.
Yeah.
That brings peace. Slower brainwaves in general bring you more peace, more bliss, more love. More life force, as we were talking about before. More energy, more happiness. And more fun. It's a lot more fun.
Yeah, it has been commented at home. Why are you being so giddy?
It's natural when you first see it at that... The ultimate, the final step of realisation, it's natural that that will have quite a change in yourself, as in there's much more love that comes because you realise just how caught you were.
Oh, God, yeah.
Therefore how caught others are.
Mm.
There's a lot of relief. There's a lot of...
Yeah.
Wow, illusion really is very convincing.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, so with that comes forgiveness of yourself. I couldn't see it till I saw it.
Yeah. And compassion for others as well.
Mm.
Not in a, they're different to me, but you know that they're seeing it as they're seeing it.
Mm.
You know, and believing. And
that final step to see that the appearance of the world is never going to go away, because it's the world, because it's the self, that there still seem to be all these shapes, but that they are all you. You're sort of fighting with what your senses are perceiving. Yeah. That's never been the issue, has it?
No.
What your senses is taking in is fine. And there's nowhere to do anything with it.
No.
It just takes a little while to... there's a finality about that seeing. And it takes a little while to work its way through all of your energetic system.
Mm.
And there's just this absolute silence then that comes, that you begin to become more and more aware of. Rather than a state of peace, mm-hmm. or the absence of any mental noise, like when your mind stops for a minute, there'll be this underlying absolute silence that cannot make any noise because there's nothing to think about. That kind, even though your mind can still function when you need it, mm-hmm. you will be absolutely silent mm-hmm. inside. You can only think about what you still feel is other than you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's natural there'll be this silence and peace, and then as it gets established, even these moments of representing itself to you will stop. Because there's no need to clarify something that's obvious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then there's just you.
Thank you.